rabbi's wife.
Rachel, how lovely to see you.
Take a load off your feet.
Why don't you help me sort these charity boxes out? Amazing what tat they think we can sell in a Jewish charity shop. They think we're marketing giants.
Deborah, not now. I haven't the time. You seen her?
Tara Goldblatt. She left already.
What's got into you?
She gets here at 10 o'clock, 9:30 earliest. She's gone by 11.
Such a hard worker. The stress.
The muscle that woman puts into sorting tat out for the poor.
She's a volunteer. What do you want?
Rocker, do me a favor. You were a volunteer. You have 5, 6 sisters?
17, it feels like, but who's counting?
You have all these to look after, but you make time. I have a lame mother.
Oh, how is she?
Evil, don't even ask. But I make time. I come in here. Gerald Goldblatt comes in here so her husband can mention it on Saturday morning in sermons.
Gerald, how lovely to see you. I didn't think you were coming back today. Can you spare the time?
I've lost my grip. Have you seen it? I'm lost without it. It's a little silver clasp for my bun. I wear it over my wig. Keeps it in place.
You wear it on the wig?
What do you find so difficult about the concept?
Mrs. Goldblatt. Gerald, what do I, a girl of 22, know about Yiddishkeit?
28 already, I know. Your mother comes to me to ask how to get you married.
A cow? She doesn't.
She does. Why do you think I left early today? She was round at 9, sobbing her eyes out. My husband came. May he not work himself into an early grave. He does love studying. She kvetched so hard, tears must have leaked under his study door. He said she should smack you more. I agreed. You seen my grip or what?
I thought you can tell me, being a rabbi's wife. Thought the wig was to draw attention from your hair.
It's so another man won't see your husband's property, Deborah, as you well know. Ah, there's my grip. Why, you couldn't say so.
We don't look after junk jewellery. We sort out the toys, don't we, Rock?
Leave me out of this.
If the wig's to keep their eyes off your hair, how come you're drawing them back again with grip?
Junk jewellery! Did you say junk jewellery? How dare you! This grip was my mother's. She paid a fiver at least.
Uh-oh.
A woman in my position. I gave you a job in this charity.
I worked here before you. I showed you round here your first day.
A ne'er-do-well. I told your mother I'd shadow hunt for you, find you a man.
You didn't.
I did.
Aren't you a pet? Got anyone in mind?
Fat chance now. I'll tell them all what a tongue you've got. Like a snake.
I can cook.
Nobody'll ever come close enough to find out. Good afternoon.
Mrs. Goldblatt.
What is it, Rachel? I can't stand that girl a moment longer.
Can I speak to you about my dad?
I can't stop now. She's made my blood boil. You're a
wonderful strudel maker. I bake like Mr. Kipling.
Satan, child!
You've rubbed her up exactly the right way to make her want to do favors, thanks.
What do you need her for?
Her old man's got to get my dad licensed.
He's not on the licensing board, is he?
Apparently he inspects for them now.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
And another thing, the grip is there to make sure they can't see what they mustn't have, which is every hair on my head, and I'm at least a natural blonde. Good evening to you.
Mrs. Goldblatt.
What?
Can you actually find decent husbands?
I can, for a girl without a mouth the size of Engadine.
Rocker here's got a problem. Don't you, Rock? Speak up.
Oi.
What?
She's shy.
You're so tactful, Debs. You've got a mouth like a sieve.
At least I don't keep secrets.
Exactly. People are perfectly happy with secrets.
What is it, girls? I'm all ears.
It's about your husband.